Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The story that matters to me most in the news is going to be international talks. Because at the end of the day, we all need to work together because we all have to share this planet.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning at 6:48 here on a Monday. Three big things.
Three.
House of Representatives to vote on two immigration bills this week.
Two.
Hutchinson man's body recovered from lake in Colorado.
One.
Man's body found in South Wichita. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
This morning, we've already had a bit of a slowdown in the road construction eastbound on Kellogg, right around I-235. Looks like the traffic volumes were just picking up and things were getting a little bit spotty there. So it's a good place to watch out for a traffic slowdown or avoid it if you can get around it quicker. Traffic update on KNSS Radio. I'm Jed Chambers.
Partly cloudy with a 10% chance for rain today. And a high of 94 degrees. 10% chance for rain tonight. The overnight low 74. Tuesday, 30% chance for showers and storms. Tomorrow's high, 90. Now partly cloudy, 77 degrees. We have a south wind at 10 miles per hour. And the weather is brought to you by The Monarch. Open at 11 a.m. for lunch Monday through Saturday and noon on Sunday. Menu can be found at monarchwichita.com. The Monarch in Delano. At 6:49 now, coming up on 6:50, just taking a quick look at the KNSS Weather Center radar, and there's just not a lot going on out there. A little bit of shower right south of Dodge City, about 8 or 10 miles. Looks like it's kind of moving almost straight north. So not much going on out there, but we're retaining it this morning, at least a 10% chance for rain. That could be a little optimistic. The Steve and Ted poll question on our webpage, knssradio.com. Father's Day, June 17th. And we asked how you would celebrate, and we're totaling this one out, of course, because Father's Day is over, but take dad out for a meal got 9%. A nice card came up with 17%. Simple quality time together, which was the leader all week, 34%. Fire up the grill, 40%.
Apparently, where'd that come from?
I don't know. Apparently, last minute, people got on there and said, oh, I think we're going to fire up the grill this weekend. We did that. As a matter of fact, my son and his wife, they fired up the grill yesterday in Derby. The day before that, my daughter and son-in-law took us out to eat.
So you did both.
I did both. And we had some quality time together. And my wife gave me a card. So I hit
checked all the boxes.
Yeah, yeah. Today's question, what is your favorite ice cream flavor? Of course, here are the choices. Vanilla, chocolate.
No brainer here.
Strawberry, Neapolitan, chocolate chip, and Rocky Road. Those are your possibilities. Check them out on our webpage, knssradio.com. Of course, the Steve and Ted poll question of the day. Very, very popular feature, don't you think, Ted?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. 6:51, Steve and Ted.
Find out what's going on in your brain.
Yeah. A whirlwind week on Wall Street ended with modest losses Friday amid worries about a trade war with China. The Dow closed down 85 points. S&P fell just 3 points. The Nasdaq Composite lost 15. Energy companies dropped with oil prices. Industrial and technology companies also fell after the Trump administration announced a 25% tariff on $50 billion in imports from China. 6:51, Steve and Ted, what do you know about Social Security? Well, Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker, is here. He is an expert on it, so let's find out what he has to say. Good morning, Don.
Right. Tell me everything you know about Social Security.
It works, I think.
Okay.
Frankly, I think it works.
Well, yeah, for now. Mass Mutual Life Insurance Company recently released the results of a Social Security knowledge quiz that they administered to Americans over 50, and nearly half failed.
Yeah.
Well, the good news is that 3 years ago, 62% failed. So we got a 12%. Oh, boy. Well, here's a sampling of some of the questions. It might be fun to answer some of these in your head while you listen here, or say it out loud if you want. Under current Social Security law, my benefits will not be reduced if I claim them at 65. True or false?
True. Well, no.
No, true. Well, it's true. They, under current Social Security, my benefits will not be reduced if I claim them at 65.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, it's true. It's true. They will be reduced. So 49% said false. So anyway, they're not.
They will be reduced.
They will be reduced. Yes. Will not be reduced if they claim it. True or false? It's true. They will be. It's not the answer's true. It's true that they will be reduced. So anyway, I'm just reading it right off the script here. Is my spouse eligible to receive Social Security retirement benefits even if he or she has no individual earnings history?
Yes.
True. Will. You got. Well, just 54% of Americans answered this correctly, that one. If my spouse dies, I will continue to receive both my own benefit and my deceased spouse's benefit. The total benefits I receive will not change.
That's false. They'll change.
You're right. That's false. And 80% got that one right. A surviving spouse needs to decide whether they want to take their own benefit or that of their dead spouse. They can't have both. Well, several years ago, the Social Security Administration stopped sending out those annual Social Security statements to everyone younger than age 60. Everyone can create an account on ssa.gov, but 86% of those surveyed by that MassMutual survey had not registered on ssa.gov. So unless they've had a meeting at the Social Security office, they won't know whether their income has been correctly credited toward their benefits. It is critical to keep up with that reporting. Bottom line of the survey is that most Americans don't know enough about the benefits that they've paid in since their first paychecks. And for the majority of the retirees, Social Security benefits will be a critical part of their income in retirement. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call. The number is 634-2222.
Today is National Splurge Day, a fun, feel-good holiday that was created for you to do something special for yourself.
Okay.
The dictionary defines splurge as to indulge oneself in some luxury or pleasure.
Well, what are you going to do?
I can't think of a
thing. Give yourself a spa treatment or something?
I have no imagination.
It's Ted. What are you going
to
do?
Ted, are you going to splurge on something today? Ted's going,
no better day than a Monday to do something like
splurging.
That.
Yeah. Monday's a great day to splurge.
Yeah, you can go get your crumbly burger and
I wouldn't know how to
root beer.
No, that doesn't sound like a bad idea.
That's kind of a splurge.
Yeah. That a splurge? Okay. I was going to say, I wouldn't know how to do that, but all right. National Splurge Day. Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate
it. All right, thank you.
Coming up, KNSS News at 7 this morning, Steve and Ted. Man's body found in South Wichita. We've got the story, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.